Pursuing solutions to the avian influenza problem today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has gotten the public's attention. Before the current bird flu outbreak, you could buy a dozen eggs at the grocery store for about a dollar. Today, the retail price is about five times that, and some grocers are limiting purchases so they don't run out. Mike West is chairman of the United Egg Producers.
Nobody wants high egg prices. Nobody wants empty egg shelves in the grocery stores. We want this problem to be over with. And I think if we work together, we can sure do that.
West is from California and testified at a recent U.S. House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing.
We have established an industry group that is really excited about meeting with USDA and getting an action plan put in place.
West says that action plan would be based on USDA's recent announcement to invest $1 billion to address the situation.
We are pleased to see a very strong focus on vaccination. It's our position that between industry collaborating with the federal government and rolling our sleeves up and really talking, we can solve this problem and stamp out HPAI.
Other farm group representatives spoke at that Ag subcommittee hearing, and I'll have more on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.